curating silence. Since collection and description criteria have changed over time, curators frequently lack information now considered essential for properly describing objects. This is the case, for example, with numerous objects gathered by missionaries, officials, colonists, and travellers in colonial contexts. These objects, sometimes donated to universities, were often collected following Western aesthetic preferences, frequently marked by exoticist and racist approaches. Consequently, nothing is known about their makers, communities, or use. To stimulate reflection on this problem, which also calls into question the current inadequacy of Eurocentric classifications that have guided collection building, the Catholic University of Louvain has decided to face the discomfort caused by the information gap and to present these objects without speculative explanation. A parallel issue emerges with human remains acquired through commercial suppliers, as exemplified by the Freie Universität Berlin's fetus skeleton, purchased in the 1970s. Originating from India's colonial-rooted bone trade, which exploited marginalised communities and remained legal until 1985, this skeleton epitomises how modern acquisition channels can hide deeply problematic provenance contexts. The University of Helsinki confronts similar challenges through anthropometric instruments, including craniometers used in racial science, alongside photographic plates depicting teeth from Sami skulls obtained through grave desecration. While Helsinki returned the skulls to the Sami community for reburial and is preparing an exhibition that will be opened in 2027 on difficult heritage, these cases demonstrate how documentation gaps prevent full understanding of acquisition circumstances and develop ongoing critical engagement. Apart from objects and human remains, architectural spaces themselves may constitute difficult heritage, as exemplified by the Freie Universität Berlin's buildings at Irnestrasse, which housed the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Anthropology, Human Heredity and Eugenics from 1927 to 1945. In these buildings, some researchers supported Nazi forced sterilization policies and conducted genetic studies using body parts of individuals murdered in concentration camps. Incorporated into Freie Universität Berlin's campus in 1948 with minimal acknowledgement, only persistent activism from the 1980s onwards has compelled the university to address this legacy, culminating in a permanent exhibition in 2024, examining the entanglements between academic research, injustice, and power. These cases collectively demonstrate that curating silence is a way to move beyond collection management towards an active culture of responsibility, acknowledging that critical and ethical reflections on provenance have only recently begun to inform institutional practices, leaving many challenges unresolved and demanding continued engagement with uncomfortable histories.